It was. It was good to have some of the guys on the practice field that have been missing for a while, and you know, we'll see how they are tomorrow morning. Again, you know, as I've always said, you practice on Wednesday or Tuesday or Thursday. It's always about how you are the next morning. It's a really good indicator. So, for the most part, they did the things that they were supposed to do. You know, Ben, Charles, Michael, D'Angelo did what exactly they were supposed to do, and we'll see how they react to that tomorrow morning.
Is pretty much in the way. He won't be on the field, he will be there.
We'll see how Charlie is tomorrow morning. You know, again, you come out of this optimistic, obviously, because you feel good right now, but, you know, we're trying to be realistic about this with all these guys.
The three veterans stay on?
Yes, it was. Dwan, Jordan, Travell, and Jonathan Stewart all pretty much got vet days. Jordan said a little bit of concern about that hamstring. And Chris Scott actually did some work on the sides with strength and conditioning, so that was good to see. It's the first time he's really been able to come out and do some things. No. Again, it's a veteran thing. We wanted to shut those guys down for the day, give them a little bit more time.
His knee during the game.
Yes, and you know, a little bit of concern. So he got an MRI on Monday, which was absolutely negative. So there was no concern, but because he got the MRI, Ryan thought we needed to put it on it. But he did everything in practice he was supposed to, didn't miss any of his reps. So I just wanted to make sure people understand that we erred on the side of safety.
Monday, you said that you watched the game, the Monday night game, hear what maybe Coach Gruden had to say or somebody had to say. So I guess the question is, what did you learn?
Well, I learned that they're beatable. You know, I thought Seattle played a very good game, and I thought some of the things were off for New Orleans. But, you know, it was good to see, and, you know, gave me a little bit of a jump, a little bit of a head start on our next opponent.
We're all concerned if when a team loses that badly about how they'll come out the next game?
No. I mean, because people win well and come out differently, too. So it's just a matter of, you know, who shows up come Sunday, and that's, you don't know until the opening kickoff.
Guys in this locker room who haven't played in a game this big, at least in the NFL. What do you tell your team this week in terms of just handling everything?
It's the next biggest game we play because it's the one we're about to play. And these guys will tell you, I've been saying it all year, and that's what we're going to continue to do, and that's our approach. You know, no game is any bigger than the other one. Now, as we move on, you know, they do get bigger because it's the next one we play. But that's been the mantra, and we've tried to stay focused on that. So we're, you know, most certainly focused on the fact that this is a division game, this is New Orleans, and this is for first place. We get that.
Mike Mitchell had some words about Drew Brees a couple weeks ago, calling him a soft player. And talking to him today, he said it was more commentary on quarterbacks and the rules that defensive players have to abide by. How difficult is it for players to have to abide by those rules?
Well, you know, the rules are, again, first and foremost, we always talk about player safety. And that's the thing that we've always got to take into consideration. And there are so many other factors go into play. And you know, whether it's because one quarterback 6'5", or the other one 6 foot. You know, one guy's 250 pounds, the other one's 200 pounds. I mean, it's guys are going to get hit. Bodies are going to react different ways. So again, it's all about how the referees interpret it. And if the referee interprets it, that's the way we go.
Seems like you're talking about the Ahmad Brooks hit specifically.
I'm talking about all the hits. I mean, you know, our quarterback's taking some hits that I felt should have been called, but they don't look as bad because he's 6'5", 255. You know, there's a difference. I mean, the smaller guy gets hit or a lighter guy gets hit, and he's going to contort and look different, and everybody's going to go, wow, that's vicious. Well, that's their interpretation, and we move on.
You talked to the league office about that. Do you look more for interpretation for and against your team?
Very much so, whether it is for us or against us. And, you know, and the one thing I will say I do appreciate, you know, is that, you know, you get an explanation and you live with it and you move on. I mean, the biggest thing that I've tried to stress to our players is that once the call's made, ain't picking it up, ain't changing it. That's just the way it is. And so we got to go forward and live with the consequences.
Thoughts about what happened with the Saints yesterday and their travel schedule? I guess they're kind of working another day behind now with their being grounded in Seattle.
Okay. No. I mean, it's, you know, it's unfortunate it happened, but, you know, I will say, you know, probably every one of those coaches had their laptops with them. You know, they had their video directors there with them, so they were probably able to work. You know, and I'm being serious. I mean, you know, I know that one as a position coach, as a coordinator, I always traveled with that. And so, you know, whenever there was an opportunity, I would, you know, get a chance to get on to the next thing. And so, you know, I imagine, you know, that their coaches are creative enough that they got their work done. Believe me, they, you know, in situations like this, you figure it out. You will. and I believe that's what they did.
Have you been a part of something like that before?
Yes. As a player, we went out to San Francisco and got whacked by them pretty good. And we were supposed to fly back to Chicago. We got snowed in because of all the snow that was coming down in Chicago. So Coach Dicka, who was not in a very good mood, we stayed, got up early, watched the tape, entire tape as a team, from the opening kickoff to the final whistle as a team, then got on the airplane and flew back. And so it made for a very long morning.
Do you remember in September after you guys lost to the Seahawks, the following week, Steve told a group of us that he wouldn't be surprised if you guys saw them again in January.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Seahawks, did you hear those comments at the time, and what did you feel like that a guy like him saying those meant to your team?
Well, I think it means a lot to the team. You know, that just shows the confidence. You know, and this is a veteran guy who's seen a lot. And you guys know Steve. Steve doesn't say anything he doesn't mean. So I was pretty excited to see that. I was pretty excited to see that it was reprinted, just because it just shows. This is a veteran guy who's been around. So there's some meaning to it. I mean, we'll see how things play out. You know, but as I like to say, and I'll refer to it, is we got New Orleans this week.
I know you need good games from a whole lot of players in this game, but Brandon LaFell was in the locker room just saying, you know, this is a game where your big guns, your big players really have to play well. What specifically do you need from Cam in this game?
Well, I think, again, if there is one thing that you're going to need from Cam is to continue to be consistent. You know, he's got to be able to make good decisions, and he's got to be accurate with his throws. He's got to make good decisions when it's time to run the football. I think more so than anything else, he has to play the way he has in the stretch that we've had. I really believe that. And I think Brandon's right. You know, in games like this, your big players do have to come up big, but somewhere along the line, somebody's not expected is going to make some plays, and that's what's going to happen. You can't account for everything. I also think, though, that you know, to me, what's going to happen is the basic fundamentals are going to take over. Who blocks and tackles the best is going to win.
Brandon also said, in talking about Cam, he said he thinks that late last year he maybe started trusting his teammates a little more, not feeling like he had to make all the plays, not all the plays, but, you know.
Yep. No, I know where you're going. Yes, I do. I think so. I think, you know, it's interesting because when we were scouting Cam going back, way back when, one of the things that you did hear a lot, you know, and again, you know, several of the coaches from the SEC that I talked to all said the same thing. You know, without him, that was a 7-7 Auburn team. You know, that was their opinion. And I just listened to what they had to say, and I listened to why they said that. And it was pretty impressive. So as we went through this, the last, you know, season and a half with him, you kind of got that sense that, you know, that he was trying to do a lot and put a lot on his shoulders and try to handle it all by himself. And I think Brandon's right. I think he's learned to trust his teammates, the guys around him, and not feel pressed to do everything. And I think that's the big reason why he's having the success, and he's improved. And I think that's why we've gotten better, is our quarterback grows and gets better. The playmakers get better. The players around him get better, and we get better as a team.
For trust, what else have you seen in Cam, and why has he improved?
Well, I think it's his development inside the offense, understanding the concepts of what we do offensively, and then understanding the opponent and how to attack the opponent. I think he's learned so much in the last, you know, three seasons. Again, it was a different style of offense that he played. The one thing a lot of people forget is he only played 1 year of major college football. And so there still was a growth period. It's not like he had 3 years of learning and growing and developing in a major program. He really had 1 year, and so coming to us and not having OTAs in minicamp, I think he had and even though he burst onto the scene, you know, I think when he burst onto the scene, he was making plays because of his abilities more so than knowing what he was really truly doing. And I think now he knows it, he feels it, he's got confidence in himself and his teammates.
In terms of his growth off the field, how he carries himself, how he answers questions, how is he different now than he was when he came in?
I think the biggest thing, or at least the feel that I get, is that his level of maturity is in terms of, you know, it's not on him, it's on all of us. And I think that he's learned that it is about, you know, it is about not trying to take the burden, but spread it. And he's, I think that's helped him, I really do. I think that he understands it, and, you know, when you really look at the way he spreads the ball around now, too. You know, so many times it used to be always about he and Steve, you know, because Steve obviously, and rightfully so, was such a great target. But now you see it. You know, Steve may have five catches and somebody else may have six or seven. It's not because, you know, Steve's not getting open. It's just that he recognizes that, hey, you know, let's spread this around. Let's take some pressure off so that when there is a chance for somebody else to make a big play, let's get it done. I think that's part of his growth, is that it's not just focusing on one guy anymore. Now it's going through his progressions, you know. Some of the other things that you've seen as far as his growth is his involvement with the game planning. You know, being around Mike and Kenny all the time and talking about what he likes and doesn't like. You know, the first touchdown pass, you know, they told me that it was something they came up with on Saturday night, and he suggested it. He said, you know, I like what we do here, but what if we did this? And so the first time we got in the red zone, Mike called it, and sure enough, he threw the touchdown to Brandon. Those are the things that you're seeing. In the second half coming out against Miami, he called the quarterback keep on the touchdown play. You know, Mike had sent something else in, and Cam looked at it, saw that what the defense given him, and he changed the play. So those are the things, the growth that you see as far as him as a football player.
Or if you mentioned this earlier, any level of concern with Stewart's ankle?
No. Again, it's, you know, it was, I tell you, it was a physical day for him. I mean, you know, he did the dirty work. He did a lot of the grunt work. And he really had a tough day, and it was tough running. He did a heck of a job, too. He really did, I think, especially down the stretch when we had to control the ball a little bit. He stuck it up in there, but this is all part of him having to manage it and us having to manage him in terms of, you know, taking care of his ankle.
Ryan, you played in New Orleans and you coached in New Orleans. Can you just kind of address how you guys are prepping as far as the noise level for your offense?
Well, I mean, it's no different than if you're playing in Seattle or Minnesota, you know, any of those domed or very loud stadiums. I mean, it's a very loud place. So, you know, we'll prepare just like we normally have. And, again, you know, one of the things we try to make sure our players understand, we've got to focus on what's happening on the field between the white lines.
Yeah, noise to that.
Yes.
Do you guys have any boards on the side? I noticed that New Orleans had those, but you guys won't be doing that.
No.
Okay.
No.
And signaling, it comes out, I mean, how do you...
Well, we'll get our communications across. You know, we're going to do the things that they'll understand. They'll get together, they'll huddle up, and then, you know, based on what he sees on the sidelines, on the line of scrimmage, he'll make his checks and use his signals.
Anything else? Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, guys.